This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Here now with reaction, the author of Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War, the distinguished chair of military theory at Marine Corps University. That's Dr. Sebastian Gorka. This is like saying again, it's not radical Islam. Don't say Sharia. Don't say Jihad. We're just discussing, or the JV team, or they're contained. I don't understand how you can make the case that they're desperate when there's almost now an attack a week. What's your response?
Sean, my response is you are applying common sense, and common sense has been banished from the White House and the cabinet. Remember, after Orlando, it was sexual repression of a covert homosexual identity. Our best weapon is love. 2 days before the San Bernardino attack, Secretary Kerry and the President said, ISIS is contained, we are winning. What have we seen since then in the last 18 months? Two attacks in Paris, an attack in Brussels, San Bernardino, Philly, now Orlando, and yesterday Istanbul. Doesn't sound to me like their style is being cramped at all. They are attacking wherever they wish to attack, and they're taking the war to the infidel, which includes here in America, Sean.
Well, you know, again, if we're not going to call it for what it is, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka, of course, his book, Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War, I say it's a must-read if you want to get your brains and understand what is going on. I say get your brains around this issue because the information and the narrative that we're getting from politicians and, dare I say, the White House and our commander-in-chief is dubious at best, and we're just not getting the truth. Again, as we talked with Jenny Beth, I guess maybe we just can't handle the truth, and that's what our politicians and our leaders would have us believe because they feel like they've so successfully dumbed us down that we're just going to go along to get along. Go ahead, Scott.
I was going to say, it really bothers me that people aren't smart enough now to connect the dots. They should make the same connection that Gorka made. Well, on Tuesday he said this, on Thursday this attack happened. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been attacks around the world. Obviously, you should be able to connect the dots that, hey, you're not telling me everything. You're telling me what I want to hear, not what I should hear. Mm-hmm. And we seem to become, again, you know, we make the jokes about safe zones and stuff, but that's what everything's turned into, is that, well, just tell me what I want to hear so that way I don't have to deal with what's actually there.
Exactly. Well, and this is, a counter what our founding fathers had designed for us in the U.S. Constitution. In order for it to work, we the people need to engage the system. We cannot afford to be dumbed down. We can't afford to be neutralized because if we are, then the elites have their way with us. And, look what they've been doing.
I think the worst part about that, too, is that we now have more information at our fingertips than we've ever had mm-hmm. before.
Well, the challenge is to have the right information. That's the thing. You have to question yourself into saying, am I getting the right information? Am I falling victim to my own prejudices? And, of course, this is higher-level kind of stuff because it's easy to, you know, just listen to things. You know, like we get the Benghazi report, and we've said that, look, if you're pro-Hillary Clinton, it's all a bunch of lies, and you believe in what the Democrats had to say more than what the Republicans had to say after we spent $7 million for this 850-page doorstop, that we got now. Because what are we going to do with that information? It's not enough to document what happened to do what it was they said the objective was, to make sure that it never happened again. Well, how can it never happen again when we never get down to the truth, Scott?
Well, that's the problem. It will
exactly.
happen again.
Well, without a doubt. Well, the conversation will continue. Thank you for joining us. This is Bill Martinez live. We're looking at about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, you've joined us here on Bill Martinez Live. Just kind of keep you up to date here. We had a little bit of excitement at Joint Base Andrews. Law enforcement officials initially believed that there was an active shooter on the base, but that now has been lifted and all clear has been sent out, except for the exception of Malcolm Groh Medical Facility there. Report serviced after an active shooter drill scheduled for Thursday morning was canceled and the base was notified of a real-world threat. Now, you imagine that. I mean, you know, here you got, cross messages. You got a training session, and then you have a real-world threat. And, of course, we're still dealing with Ramadan and all these potential attacks that, many have warned us could possibly come to the homeland, though our president continues to insist there's no existential threat. I'm not sure how he gets there because I see existential threat all around us, and especially when you have an announcement to all jihadis to do something during the celebration of Ramadan, because if you do something, to gain points as far as a jihadi, I guess you get extra points. You get extra credit during this Ramadan time. I'm not saying this sarcastically. I'm just saying, that's the report that has come out. So more than ever, you've got to keep your head on a swivel. You have to be situationally aware of what is going on. Because, we see the footage of, what happened in Turkey and how quick. And here it is. Most people would agree that it's one of the top airports in the country in terms of security. And for them to find themselves in this situation, I don't want you to resign yourself and just say, well, if a jihadi wants to come in and do damage, they're going to do damage. Because that's acquiescing into their will, and that's what terrorists want us to do, is to just kind of give up and surrender, surrender to their terror. We cannot afford, we can't afford to do this for the sake of ourselves and our families and our neighbors and our country. We have to stay situationally aware to the threats around us and understand that though our government does not want to declare war, our enemy has declared war on us. So, where's the non sequitur? Where's the disconnect here, as Scott would say? Just connect the dots. Why can't we seem to connect the dots here to think that, you got an enemy says, I hate you. They're not even saying I love you, okay. Although our attorney general would say it's all about love. They don't want to love us. They just want us killed. They want to kill us. They want America out of the way. Because again, you got to think about what that would mean. Imagine what that would mean to them. That they're, that they've won. That America's out of the way. We're totally neutralized. We're impotent. And, now they've overrun our country. Is that what this is all about? The history, the blood, the treasure. you know, of our family members through the ages, our founding fathers, everybody that invested in this country. We just let it go up in smoke like that. And, you know, again, you know, as we discussed with Senator Mike Lee, you know, about his new book, you know, rather provocative. And it's only provocative because it demonstrates how disconnected we've become, you know, from our U.S. Constitution. You know, Senator Mike Lee, I referenced his book in case you missed the interview. Go to BillMartinezLive.com. A little bit later on, it'll be posted on our website there. And you know, it took place in the first hour of this morning's show. His book, Our Lost Constitution. Now, you have to listen and get your brain around the subtitle of his book, Our Lost Constitution, The Willful Subversion of America's Founding Document. This hasn't been by accident. This has been by design. You know, whenever you have anything of exception that stands out, you know, sadly, you're going to have people within your own family that come against it. You know, this is what happens. You know, it's like I was telling, you know, my sales staff in Los Angeles one time when we were together about a story of a gentleman at outside of Fisherman's Wharf. He was waiting for his reservation to be called. And there was this guy out there selling fresh crabs right there on the, you know, right there on the dock at Fisherman's Wharf. And he's watching this guy, you know, selling these crabs, and it's this blue box and the lid's off to the side. It's not even on top. It's just off to the side. And you think, well, that's odd. Every once in a while you see a pincher, you know, sticking out over the top, and he's going, wow, you know, crabs, fresh crabs, there's the water. You know, it's not much they have to do, you know, to escape. And so finally his curiosity got to him, and he goes up to the guy and he goes, hey, look, I've been watching you here. I'm waiting for my reservation here to go to Alioto's. And I've been watching you, and I noticed that you don't put the lid back on the box. And, you know, you got these fresh crabs. I see pinchers, you know, sticking out over the box every once in a while. There's the water. Aren't you afraid they're going to escape? And he says, oh, no, you don't understand. He says, crabs are like people. As soon as one tries to get out, the others reach out and pull them down. You see, and this is what's been happening from day one when our founding fathers were willing to fall on their sword for liberty and put it all on the line, their treasure, everything, their name, their honor on the line for us to experience this great American experiment. The baton has been tossed on. It's been passed on from one generation to the next. It's with us. And what are we doing with it? What are we doing to honor the founding fathers and the great documents and this government that they set up for us? You know, we just take it for granted. You know, it's like I was telling Senator Lee, you know, in the Bible, over 250 times the Bible says, remember, remember. And you go, okay, well, why do I need to remember? Because we're knuckleheads. We're human beings. We have a tendency to forget. You know, we're into the Kardashians. We're into the latest movie or the, you know, the latest game that we can play on our TV or whatever other distraction instead of the things. I mean, hey, look, it's all there. I mean, this is the beauty of America, that we have a lot of options. But in the midst of all the options, we got to choose some that really count. It's that old 80-20 Pareto principle, okay? 20% gives us 80% of the yield. But you have to be aware of what that 20% is, okay? You know, go and have fun. And, you know, I'm not saying, look, at you know, you got to be a political geek or a history geek like me. I'm not saying that. You know, you may find interest in it, and that's okay. But you need to invest some of your time into the future of our country. Otherwise, what are we going to turn over to our kids? That's what concerns me, is that we sit there and say, okay, well, look, at you know, I get my Social Security. I'm going to get through this. You know, hasta la vista, I'm not going to be here forever. Well, yeah, but your kids and your grandkids, what about them? And the trajectory that America is on now, you imagine, what's it going to be like 30, 40, 50 years now? What kind of America are we looking at, barring something redemptive that comes into this country that gives us that, you know, if I might say, that political and mental, you know, chiropractic adjustment that gets us back on track? I mean, we're at this point right now, we're saying 7 out of 10, you know, say, hey, we're on the wrong track. What happens when it gets 8, 9 out of 10? I mean, does it have to get up there? How bad does it have to get before we're willing to invest the time to wise up and understand that our votes do count, that we have people there that we've elected, you know, to serve us, not the other way around? This whole paradigm has been turned upside down to where it's all about the elites. And last time I checked, everything designed in this brilliant constitution that belongs to us, we the people, says that it's about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is a government of, for, and by we the people, unless we the people disconnect and allow it to be for something else. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. New Jersey just got healthier. Hackensack University Health Network and Meridian Health have joined together to change how care is delivered. Robert C. Garrett, co-CEO.
We intend to make our coming together more meaningful and groundbreaking as we anticipate Hackensack Meridian Health will transform healthcare delivery and serve as a national example. Our leadership is committed to implementing innovative models of care, advancing education and research, and thoroughly reimagining healthcare delivery to thrive in this new world.
John K. Lloyd, co-CEO.
Our commitment includes our network of physician practices, home care, rehab facilities, fitness and wellness centers, post-acute care facilities, and much more. This is truly the most comprehensive integrated network in New Jersey and one of the top in the country.
For more information, visit HackensackMeridianHealth.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth.
Attention everyone. Everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio at all.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, and if you want a shot at winning that movie, that DVD, Blu-ray disc of the movie Risen, all you got to do is send me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me, hey, Martinez, get me in the hoppa.
I want to be in the running for that free DVD Blu-ray disc. Absolutely. Make sure you include your address as well. And all the best and good luck for you. Well, needless to say, politics abounds these days, not just on the Beltway in this country. It, you know, politics is brimming all over the place, including where you work, no doubt. And in a new survey by staffing firm AccountTemps, 80% of professionals said they believe office politics are alive and well in the workplace. Only 14% said participating in office politics is not necessary at all to get ahead, compared to 42% in a 2012 survey. So not only at Google, not only at Facebook, but probably in your office as well. And here to explain is Bill Driscoll. He's the district president for AccountTemps. Bill Driscoll, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here because, look at workplace politics, this environment that we live in today, especially with this heated 2016 election. Oh, yes, that's off and going. There's plenty to talk about, and it's more than prevalent. And maybe so you can give us some advice on how to deal with it, Bill.
Yeah. No, I mean, when 80% of people believe that you have to participate in office politics to get ahead, that's a pretty dramatic number.
Wow.
I mean, our advice is always to be as authentic as you can be and try to let your work do most of the talking, but certainly having good relationships and good communication skills with your manager and the powers that be is a really, really important part of advancing your career.
Well, that's a huge number, 80%. And I guess what it is being on the right side of the politics of that environment, right?
Exactly. I mean, I think that, again, communication, strong relationships with, you know, with people that, you know, are in charge and making sure that you're letting your good deeds be seen, mm-hmm, you know, yeah, is a really, really important part of things.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, this is a huge shift. I mean, in the 2012 survey, Bill, 42% said that office politics wasn't that big of a measure. But now today, I mean, it's down to 14%. So what shifted?
Well, you know, I think that people are just realizing that, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, are playing politics, and there's different types of these folks around the office. And, you know, again, you want to be as authentic as you can be, but on the other hand, sometimes it isn't just your work that does get noticed, and other people are out there. So you need to be aware of these folks, and I think that's what's that's the big change.
Well, you got, according to your latest survey, 55% said they'd take part in office politics. And again, I think if you've measured the environment and you're on the right side of it, it's not a bad problem. It's just if you happen to be on the wrong side, this could cost you your job, right?
Oh, yeah. And I think you just need to be aware of it, right? I mean, mm-hmm, not be naive. I think that's probably, you know, another kind of good piece of advice. It's just to again, be aware and be promoting, you know, kind of a self-advocate. Be promoting, you know, your good work and be authentic. And if somebody's trying to take credit for your work or is gossiping or, you know, doing these kinds of things, you know, then you need to do something about it.
Right, exactly. Were you surprised at how few people, I mean, only 40% regarded themselves as occasional voters? Were you surprised with that number?
Well, I think, again, I think when you're self-advocating and you're trying to stay out of it, you know, but, you know, then you got to kind of get involved with it from time to time. You know, I think, no, it's not that surprising of a number.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I want to make sure people understand here, because when we're talking office politics, we're talking about the general environment, political environment of the workplace, not necessarily Hillary versus Donald Trump, are we?
Absolutely. No, we're talking about the environment in which you work and who gets promoted and who gets credit for things and, you know, is there gossip or, you know, all of those kinds of things.
Yeah, 46%. I mean, that's a huge number of gossip, but hey, that's just indicative of our humanity let's face it, most of us just love to gossip, right?
I guess so. I think when you manage people or you work in an office environment, I mean, there's no lack, I think, of gossiping or rumor spreading. And again, I think that the 40% that I get involved when issues are important to me, I think you just have to be aware of
exactly
these kinds of things and you know, and again, self-advocate and be as authentic as possible, because I think minimizing office politics is probably ultimately everyone's goal.
Well, as you keep saying, you know, being authentic, the cream always rises. I mean, if you can produce and you're a good worker, you're going to rise to the top and demonstrate it. I think one survey I was reading here, Bill, recently, which is a reiteration of consistent surveys in the past, said if you just showed up for work every day on time, you were in the top 10% of the U.S. labor force today. So being punctual is still up there, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I think you know, commitment, a positive attitude, perseverance, endurance, showing up for work on time and you know, doing good work consistently over the long haul is obviously going to benefit you. But mm-hmm. there are other powers at work, and I think that's what this survey bears out. But, you know, again, if you're a manager, you obviously would like to minimize as much office politics as possible. And if you're an employee, you know, I think leading by example is a good way to do that as well.
Exactly. Well, you know, in this survey, it asks workers which one of the following most closely describes your involvement in office politics, and the responses. Number one, active campaigner represented about 16%. They said, look, I have to play the game to get ahead, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. But again, that's, you know, it's, I think that the fact that that is, you know, 16%, and then the occasional voter, I get involved when issues are important to me. It's kind of interesting there, right? Mm-hmm. 16% think they have to play the game to get ahead. The occasional voter when issues are important to me. So I think, again, the two combined, it's kind of like you can't be naive. You have to realize this stuff is out there, and that unfortunately it's not just, you know, just your work. You have to be out there self-advocating and being aware of right. you know, what your peer group's doing and what your superiors are doing and even what your subordinates are doing as well.
And you still have a lot of people, 4 out of 6 people roughly, better than 4 out of 6, just say, look, I just stay out of the fray. I got plenty of work to do. I don't have time to waste on office politics. I want to just stick to my knitting here, right?
That's right. And you know what? Good for them.
Right.
But again, I think you got to be careful, and like I said, and not be naive to think that it's not going on around you as well.
Well, 80% of the workers who said they have office politics at their company were also asked, in your opinion, which of the following activities is most common in your office. When it comes to office politics, break that down for us.
Well, the gossiping or spreading rumors was number one, and I think
right.
you know, you hear that, and certainly gaining favor by flattering the boss, the old brown noser, right, was 28%. Both of those were pretty consistent with the 2012 survey. So, I mean, you know, that's 75% of it right there. And then, you know, then you have more, you know, kind of severe things that, you know, like taking credit for others' work, sabotaging coworkers, that kind of stuff is obviously, you know, unethical and probably could get you terminated.
Yeah, either that or have some fellow worker take you in the back room and have a conversation with you. That could happen. Just saying.
Right.
Hey, in certain situations in which office politics can't be avoided, you say it's a natural part of workplace dynamics. And again, you know, I think it just ties into our humanity, don't you think?
I do. Unfortunately, I do. I mean, again, you know, I do keep coming back to the same themes. You're trying to advance your career, and everybody is ultimately trying to do that. And some people, unfortunately, handle it a lot more ethically than others. So you have to kind of look out for yourself.
Well, Bill Driscoll, where can people go for more information on the survey?
To accounttemps.com.
Well, great. Bill Driscoll, District President for Account Temps, has been with us. Bill, thank you so much for bringing to light workplace politics. They are prevalent, and there's ways to deal with it. You know, and Bill says probably the best way is just to, you know, prove your worth. Go out there, work hard, and be a good employee. Right, Bill?
That's exactly right.
You got it. Thank you so much for being with us.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork.
so managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
See color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live.
No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, for more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's right there. You want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. This next story we have for you, especially for mothers out there, you're going to be greatly inspired to hear the story of Masha Gordon, mountain climber and mother of two. Let me give you a little background here. For any mountain climber, the Explorer's Grand Slam is the ultimate endurance challenge. Not only would one have to climb the seven summits, the highest mountain in each continent, but also they must trek on skis to the North and South Poles too. Less than 50 have completed the Grand Slam. Now, Masha Gordon wasn't sporty as a girl, spent most of her adult life working behind a desk as a successful businesswoman. She only discovered her love of mountaineering on maternity leave in her 30s. Okay, she's on maternity leave. Did you note that? Okay, now she's thinking about being a sporty girl. Well, the mother of two has her name in the world record books as the fastest woman in the world to complete the Explorer's Grand Slam. Masha Gordon, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Hey, what a great story. I mean, not only, I mean, here you are. I mean, you're behind a desk. You're in your 30s. We're going to have another baby, and you're thinking, hey, maybe I can do something outside and get some exercise. And this is not like, hey, honey, let's just go for a little stroll. I'm going to go and take on, seven of the highest mountains in the world. How's that?
Well, Bill, that was 7 years ago. And, yeah, I went on a hike. I was never athletic. And I fell in love with adventure. And I fell in love with the feeling of summiting. Over the past 7 years, I built up skills. I built up endurance. But never would have occurred to me that I could be an endurance athlete, you know, setting the world record. So, yeah, that's a big surprise, but shows that it's never too late, eh?
Never too late, eh, as well. And then also, but the fastest woman, I mean, not happy enough just to accomplish it. But as you said, you discovered this inner endurance and strength within yourself as a result of the training. And you go on to become the fastest woman in the world to complete the Explorers Grand Slam. I'm astounded, first of all, and probably not any more or less than any of your family members, including your husband. But this is quite the feat, and it says a lot that potentially lies in all of us here if we just put our minds to it, if that's what we choose to do, right?
Absolutely. Like, we have no idea about the limits of our mental endurance and what we can tap into. And my case shows that as long as you can get to the start line and keep yourself motivated and surround yourself by great mentors and people who reinforce that positive feeling, you can achieve so much in life.
Well, Masha, you're pregnant here, okay? What was it? I'm sure it wasn't Woman's Pregnant Daily magazine that all of a sudden you start reading about hiking and doing such a thing. What turned the page for you?
Sure, it was after birth of my baby, and my second son, and I guess I wanted to get back in shape, and I couldn't stand the notion of being in the gym. I think the point of getting in the elements, getting outdoors, and not seeing something as an exercise, but seeing something as an adventure, got me there. And then it became so addictive. You know, all those great endorphins that your body generates by doing exercise, and feel like, wow, I could get real high from that.
So what was your husband saying at this time?
Well, my husband is very, very supportive. We are very much an outdoors family. We ski. He felt that this was something that was important for me. So clearly, when I was taking on a challenge, I had to be very disciplined, and I had to approach it from the way of sharing the burden and arranging things beforehand and paying the bills and making sure that kids are all set. But again, having someone who is supportive, who can share the joy, was all that made a big difference.
Well, I guess my real question was, how long and, you know, how far into the training did he stay with you, or did he just cheer you on from the sideline all the way?
Well, he cheered me on from the sidelines, but I took my family this winter to France. That's where I was training, the French Alps, and I put my kids in school there. Uh-huh. So we were together as a family, and they were, again, in the elements, and they understood they were around climbers. They understood that this is something quite remarkable, and they were a part of that.
Wow, how much fun was that? Well, explain to our audience some of the ways you prepared to take on the Explorers Grand Slam.
Well, look, Explorers Grand Slam is all about doing walking for really, really long hours, stupidly long hours, uphill and in bad weather. So the best way of preparing yourself for that is doing backcountry skiing and extending, you know, from 3 to 4 to 5 hours, et cetera, that exercise. It's also about dragging a huge amount of weight behind you in a sled in places like Denali, North Pole or South Pole. And for that, some people run around on the beach with a tire tied around their waist. I didn't do that. I did weight training, and that helped me to build my core, build muscles, and build that resilience.
Well, you know, when you first started on this journey, was it always the objective, the mission for you was, okay, I'm going to complete the Explorers Grand Slam, or did it just kind of evolve as you started, you know, getting through the process of your training?
Oh, look, because I was not an athlete, I could never have dreamt 7 years ago I could do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was about focusing on intermediate goals. So let's climb Mont Blanc, which is the highest mountain in Western Europe. Or, you know, a couple of years ago, I thought, well, I'd love to climb Everest. What would that entail? And that entailed, you know, clearly being in high altitude, being in a cold environment. So I broke down those pieces, and I went to climb Aconcagua, which is a 24,000 feet peak. I went on to climb Denali. And each time I realized, gosh, I'm actually okay. I can do it. Like in Aconcagua, I was the only one who summited for my team. So getting that encouragement and inspiration for someone who is clearly an amateur athlete was very important.
Well, speaking of inspiration, as you say, you could not see yourself being in a gym, that the outdoor life was made for you. And tell us about the inspiration as you're climbing these summits. I got to imagine each one of these summits, you probably have a different story of inspiration.
That's That's right. And it is about either people who've been there first, right? So it's about thinking of those pioneers, or it's about actual people who are behind you, who are cheering for you. So as a mom, I couldn't take my kids on, right? They're 6 and 8. But having them with me, through having them write messages on my equipment with Sharpie Extreme markers that didn't fade throughout this, was important. So Denali was it was my second time. It was a tough climb. I did a Cassine reach, very, very technical reach. It was hard. And having my daughter's message, you know, inscribed on my eyes, like, Mommy, you can do it. Come on.
Yeah,
that's probably
right.
What got me up to the summit. Come on. Yeah, you're right. Come on.
Exactly. Well, Masha, wow, here it is. You've completed the Explorers Grand Slam. What's next for you? I can't imagine you just happily sitting behind a desk for the rest of your life.
Well, look, I'm passionate about outdoors. This is something I now cannot live without. Again, hard thing to imagine a few years back. So I'm going to take my kids on a big adventure holiday. We're going to go as a family and do things that I enjoy doing with them and by myself. So we're going to Costa Rica. But as a climber, I'm looking for the ultimate prize, which is the first ascent. Nepal has recently opened up a number of peaks, and this is what I'm going to be doing sometime later this fall.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing the complete good news and more inspiration from you on that. One final question. Where can people go for more information, Masha?
Well, look, I'm very active on social media. Go to my Instagram, which is @GritAndRock, or go to Sharpie's Facebook page. You can find lots of great pictures from Denali Climb and get inspired.
Well, Masha Gordon, 42-year-old mother of two and businesswoman, started her career as a journalist for the Washington Post, later studied in the United States, gaining a BA in political science from the University of Wisconsin and a master's in law and diplomacy from Tufts University. Congratulations, Masha. Thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
Do you remember running into me in the grocery store? No, hey, where are you going? Come back.
Hey, get this guy. Stop him. Stop this guy. Stop him. Stop that guy. Call the cops. Call the cops with him. Call the cops. Get where he's going. No, you. Follow this guy. No, you caught me, mother. Come here, you. Where are the two kids at?
Caught on camera, this alleged video voyeur on the other side of the lens.
Stop this guy!
A Florida woman chasing the suspect outside.
Call the cops on him!
Killed the entire thing.
So that's, you know, that was what was going through my head, was just I had to get his face, I had to get something on him to put him out there and catch this guy.
Candace Spivey was shopping in the bikini section of a Target when she says this man approached her, asking about a dress for his wife. The question's growing more and more personal.
Here, but should we make sure it's not too, like, sheer or clear?
Right. Do you remember running into me in the grocery store?
She claims the same man harassed her inside a supermarket, secretly filming their exchange. And it's not the first time he's been accused of inappropriate retail behavior. Court documents revealing he was arrested and convicted on voyeurism charges for, quote, taking photographs of women in the dressing room.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, don't you love our country? I mean, we have, workplace violence. We have now inappropriate retail behavior. Retail behavior. Oh, Lordy. I'll tell you, this is what it's all come down to. Andrew Feinberg is with us. He's going to try to make sense out of all this. And Andrew is the author or co-author of 5 nonfiction books, an award-winning freelance writer, written for the New York Times, New York Times Magazine, Wall Street Journal, Playboy, GQ, Barron's, and Kiplinger's Personal Finance. He's a nonstop writer. I mean, you probably go outside and you see him writing on the walls, you know. That's what happens when you're an artist and a writer. You just, you know, who needs a piece of paper, right, Andrew?
That's right. I haven't written on walls lately.
Yeah, lately. But, you know, hey, I'm sure your mother probably goes, yeah, well, little Andy, he was around, you know, we couldn't give him chalk because he's chalking up the neighborhood and everything. But, hey, I understand. You can't help but be who you are. But, hey, congratulations on your latest book, 4 Score and 7. Quite interesting. It is a novel. And the novel idea in many levels is, what would one Abraham Lincoln say about a Donald Trump candidacy?
Well, I fell in love with Lincoln, and wanted to bring him back for 2 weeks during the season to just to help our country.
Just to bring some sobriety, huh? Okay.
All yeah. Right. I mean, Trump would fascinate him in many ways. One is he was always afraid of mobocracy as the founders were, and that, you know, democracy could go off the rails if a certain kind of demagogue got a majority of the vote and, you know, just played by the rules of the election, but still you had a result you didn't like. He would be particularly horrified by Trump's not relying on facts and being, again, Lincoln was a scientist. I mean, he would clearly say that climate change is real and we should act on it. And he would say life's tough enough if you are dealing with the facts, but when you're not dealing with the facts, when you say that America is the highest tax country in the world and it's actually below average for industrialized nations, it's you still don't know what to do on tax policy, but you have to at least start with the facts. He would also think, I'm sure, that the polarization in society would horrify him. You know, and he would think the internet could be such a great tool to spread knowledge and perhaps bring people together. And what it's turned out to be in part is that the left has its sites and its TV channels and the right has its sites and TV channels, and they're dealing with alternate universes, and it's very hard for them to talk about something.
Well, don't you think there's similarities, though? Don't you think there's similarities there? You know, because here it is. You had the president, you know, who had this vision for this country is, okay, we're going to do something about slavery. I mean, the country was as polarized as it could be. And you talk about being his own man. You know, in fact, I was reading an article here the other day about Abraham Lincoln, probably one of the smartest presidents. I mean, he was not a knucklehead. I mean, this guy had a high IQ. He had genius IQ. So to your point, very smart guy. But he found himself out there kind of away from the maddening crowd in a sense, because but that's what leadership does. Leadership takes you where it needs to be. It assesses the situation. Say, okay, we need to get over here, and we're gonna get there. And in many ways, when you read about some of the cabinet meetings, when he would take a vote, he would ask people what their sentiment was, and they would, you know, be unanimous in their consideration. And Abraham Lincoln routinely would say, okay, well, thanks for your vote. And he would still go his own way because he felt like his way was a better way. So he was independent in that sense. And I think maybe, you know, as much as we might think there might be some contrast there, there might be, you know, some similarities. You know, even though I would suggest that that Lincoln had a level of maturity and I guess diplomacy about him, as opposed to Donald Trump, because, you know, I mean, you got two people from different angles. You got a businessman versus, a politician.
Well, Lincoln was, on the political level, he was like two different people in the good sense. Like on the Civil War, he refused to compromise. And a lot of people in 1863, 1864 were saying, let's just have a truce. Let's leave slavery in place. There's been so much bloodshed. Let's stop this.
Right.
And Lincoln felt that then the bloodshed would have been in vain because he would have changed nothing. On the other hand, with almost every other political issue, he was very open to compromise. And he even said every law has some evil in it. And the idea is to find laws that have less evil. And the other thing he said is to do politics, you have to absolutely understand what the other guy is thinking. I mean, and I think we've lost. So he was an absolutist on the Civil War. On other issues, he was this very deft and empathetic, compromise-seeking politician. And it's really amazing that you could be both.
Yeah, when you say, Andrew, that he wanted to know what the other guy was thinking, it wasn't necessarily because, you know, you want to know who you're at war with. My sense of Abraham Lincoln was he wanted to know what the other guy was thinking for the sake of conversation and, you know, healthy debate and advancement of a solution, because it wasn't going to be decided by one party over the other, that it had to be, you know, everybody involved, all hands on deck to deal with these problems.
Absolutely. And, like a lot of brilliant politicians, he believed that if he could get you one-on-one, he could convince you that he was right, but he didn't feel it. He had to convince you that he was all, you know, he would listen. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he did, and his aides thought it was a terrible thing, he would have, you know, hundreds of people a day coming through the White House to talk to him. Some of them were seeking offices. And this was his kind of polling, understanding what people outside Washington were concerned with and what they mm-hmm. felt on certain issues. And some of his aides thought it was a real waste of time, but he felt there was great value in learning the nuances of what. And for example, one of the things, you know, a lot of people, especially abolitionists, said the Civil War should be fought to eliminate slavery. And Lincoln, the politician, knew that the white people in the North would not fight a war to end slavery. So his promoting the Union as more important than anything else was both legitimate, but also his political way of framing the issue so that now we might have the conclusion that we actually had.
Exactly. What do you think Abraham Lincoln would say today about some administrations renting out his bedroom? Sidebar, I admittedly, I'm just thinking, you know.
Well, I'm not sure flattered would be the first word that would come to mind. You know, it's interesting on this notion of money in politics and the corrupting influence. Mm-hmm. Lincoln did almost nothing with it, but he patronage went on, and he delegated it to other people, and he sort of didn't want to know about it. But there was a patronage system then, and he never told a lie, which is amazing for a politician. But but you know, there are some
especially in today's environment by comparative, that's a stark contrast.
And that's one reason I think he would be very popular. Today he would be so refreshing.
Yes.
And the fact that I don't think he'd be a doctrinaire Republican or Democrat, and that would be refreshing as well.
Well, though he was a Republican, we know that. But yes, you know, he might be a little bit of like a George Will, that he didn't necessarily leave the party. Maybe the party has left him. And, you know, maybe he could bring it back to its anchoring point. You know, as an economist and one who has written about the economy, you say Donald Trump, you had cited his impact on the economy if he were to become president in about 20 seconds or less. I'm sorry to do this to you. What do you say, Andrew?
Well, I think it was looking as if he was going to become president. You'd have a 30% drop in the market, and there's a great chance of a deep recession or depression if his protectionist policies went into effect.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, his tax cuts, again, if they went into effect, the deficit would go up by $10 to $12 billion over 10 years. So he's got some really bad ideas.
I got to tell you, I wish we got to have you back, because we got to have more time to talk about this, because I have a lot of respect for Donald Trump's business moxie. And he may not lock himself down. And I understand in politics, we generally lock ourselves down.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Attention backpackers on a budget.